I just saw a story about the country music performer Vince Gill, who's now with the Eagles, Vince Gill. And he says he's so technologically in the past.
Is he about my age? Maybe a year older too?
67.
Okay.
Is Vince Gill. He's never sent, well, he said now, he's never sent a text.
I've never sent a text. I'm the most non-tech guy that ever walked Earth. I love to talk to people. I'm pretty old school and all that, so I don't understand how it all works, but everybody's having a pretty good time with it. So. Yeah,
he's okay with it, but he never has sent a text message.
I love Vince Gill.
I do too.
I hard eye roll on that, though.
You don't think
you're rich. You got a personal assistant.
A person does send.
You got a manager.
Someone is sending texts for Vince?
Well, somebody is relaying Vince's anything he needs or has something he wants to say. I'm sure he does make calls.
Probably.
But there's somebody behind the scenes that is texting and doing setting up things for
him. It sounds like Biggie is calling this a case of podcast embellishment.
No, but I think he's there. I think he never has sent a text.
Himself.
But I wonder about that because, you know, a lot of times especially younger people, like they like doing it themselves. They want to send texts and especially put on social media. You know, I don't think, for instance, and this is not a young guy, but like a Jay-Z or Beyonce, or LeBron, I think they all send their own texts.
Yeah.
Or they all type in their stuff for social media. Now, he probably does have an assistant and says, I need such and such. Mm-hmm. But don't you think 99.9% of even really ultra-rich people send texts, especially like to their wife, to their wife.
But I mean, I guess I should say it's easier for him.
For him not to send a text?
Yeah, to go without texting.
But that's such a convenience. I mean, he's married to Amy Grant, right?
They were.
He probably would want to. You'd think most people would want to text her.
Hey, Amy, I'm at 7-Eleven. Need anything?
Yeah, you need anything? What do you need? You want me to pick up some milk? What do you need? The only other person I can recall that unsavvy when it came to technology was the Tar Heels' one-time coach, Roy Williams, who retired a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he
couldn't even email.
No email, no computers.
Just now in social media and computer work, I don't do any of that stuff. I'm the only guy you've ever known that does not have an email.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. No. When email first came out, I had a computer at Kansas, and I'd press a button. It said, you've got mail. And it'd be sort of cute. Fifth day, I went in and pushed the button. I had 208 messages. And I cut it off, closed the computer, and never opened it up again.
He unplugged it. So that was when he was at Kansas. Then he came to North Carolina.
I came here, and they said, where do you want your computer? I said, I don't want one. And they said, well, you got to have a computer. I said, no, I don't. They put a computer behind my desk. I never opened it in 18 years.
So you have a smartphone?
I don't know what this is.
It's like a brick. He's worse than Vince Gill.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. He had a picture of his grandchildren taped on the screen of the smartphone. It was paper. That's what he used it for, to show pictures. It was like a big frame in his in his pocket. You have a smartphone. I don't know what this is. I have no idea what this is. Dave, you're talking about Vince Gill, his lack of technological skills. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've been golfing buddies for about 25 plus years and play golf, and I've gotten to really know him well. Wow. That is a fact.
Wow.
I can text him. Mm-hmm. He will call back. He never texts back.
Really?
That is a fact. And I've never seen him have a personal assistant riding down the road with us to go to a golf course.
Oh, well,
how about that?
Right. How
did you meet Vince Gill?
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Yeah, he's what he is. What he says he is, he is.
Well, how did you wind up meeting him?
Just through the music world.
No kidding.
Oh, back in the Greensboro days, when he came to the Coliseum and played with Patty Loveless, I'm a golf rep, so we used to swap out golf stuff, and he'd give me tickets.
And then
it grew from there.
Fantastic.
Did you ever meet any other?
Well, no take on Eagles tickets. He said, don't ever ask me for an Eagles
ticket. Oh, really? Can't get
him.
Can't get Eagles tickets. Other famous people you met? Anybody?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Some golfers.
That's really cool, though. You play golf with Vince Gill. So if you text him, he'll get the text message, but he'll call you back. Yeah, he wants to talk to you. Well, that's what he was saying, was he likes that face-to-face or ear-to-ear, I guess. Thank you, Dave.
Okay.
Well, that's really interesting. Okay. Well, maybe somebody that age.
I stand corrected then, yeah.
Who was it that said, Larry David, who's older than him, who Curb Your Enthusiasm, Seinfeld, he's never taken a picture. He's never snapped a photograph.
Right.
He on phone or anything else. He's like, I'm not interested in that. You know, people, I'll take pictures with people, but I never, like, here, I want to keep this. So he's kind of the same way.